Y'all know what time it is. Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody. Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like a dapper don, giving a mic on, dress like a million bucks, bucks, things in its cuffs. Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey? Oh, yeah. Listening to me. Put your hands together for Steve Harvey. Put your hands together. Steve Harvey, why don't you join me? Yeah, yeah.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You are listening to The Voice. Come on now, dig me. One and only Steve Harvey. Got what? Radio show. Man, what you doing with it? Trying to do the very, very best I can with it. I really am, you know. I get tired sometimes on my journey. I'm not going to kid you. Trying to make something out yourself is a task. If you want to attempt to do something and understand going in that if the thing you're trying to do is to improve yourself, to better your position, to better your relationship, your family, anything, you're trying to be a better you, you're trying to make more money, you're trying to get it together, you're trying to change. If any of those things are in your hopes and dreams, know this right here. You are about to face some challenges. But you might as well go ahead anyway and face those challenges, because if you don't, you have a whole nother set of challenges to face. You know, it's an amazing thing, man, how people sit around and they watch other people strike out to become successful, and they sit in the stands watching these people play out these games, and they criticize, they boo, they laugh at their efforts and everything. And they talk about the failures. He missed that game when he shot, boy, he sucked. Man, he did this, he ain't worth that. Man, high in the world, she step on that line right at that. Man, she can't shoot nothing. She ain't made a shot all day. Man, you see this guy, everybody dunking on him. This dude right here, man, he ain't been on base in 35 games, man. This dude right here ain't nothing. They paying him all that money. I hear people who sit in stands, who criticize people who are out there on the playing field. Now, when you're on the playing field, you have a set of challenges in front of you. You're going to be open to criticism. You're going to be open to ridicule. You're going to be talked about when you don't know the people who are talking about you. Now, here's the upside to being the player on the field that's facing all the challenges, the criticisms, the laughing, the joke, the being talked about. He has something going for him. This person, boy, woman, child, girl, man, has an opportunity to win. they have an opportunity to win. And in the game of life, just because you lose one of the games or you lose one of the matches, it don't mean you've lost. You don't get put out. You keep playing. And when you're playing, here's the upside. You have the opportunity to win. And but guess what? You're going to win some of the matches. You're going to win some of the points. You're going to make some of the dunks. You're going to hit some of them over the wall. You're going to hit some out the park. You're going to score some goals. You will if you're playing the game. Here's the problem with the people who don't face criticism, who nobody boos or cheers for, who sits in the stands and knows neither victory nor defeat. Those people, without realizing it, are facing a set of challenges also. And the challenges they're facing is how I'm going to live with myself, what I'm going to do now, what direction am I going in, where am I going to live, wonder what job will hire me, wonder if I can get paid for criticizing. Oh, woe is me. I can't find the purpose in my life. And man, I'm just waking up in a state of confusion. I don't know what to do. Now, let me ask you something. Which one of them set of challenges you'd rather be faced with? Because if I'm on the floor playing, if I'm on the field playing, if I'm out on the court playing, then guess what? I got a chance at winning. But guess what I'm doing every day while I'm playing? I'm strategizing. I'm waking up with a purpose. I'm waking up trying to come up with another angle. I'm in pursuit of a goal every single day versus the people in the stands who know neither victory nor defeat, but they got the nerve to boo. They got the nerve to criticize. Every time I see him, he got that on. Every time he think he this, he think. Do you know people like that? Of course you do. Now, you gotta make sure, though, that you're not the person that we're talking about. Get on the field. Get on the court. Get in the game. Face the challenges. Better yourself, better your wife, better your children, better your condition, better your employment status, better your job, better your career. Start your business, man. Invest. Take a shot. Come on, man. What you waiting on? Because the alternative is to watch other people play the game. You know what I just do sometimes? Sometimes I get Forbes magazine or Money magazine, or sometimes I still grab a copy of the Robb Report. I just flipped through it just to see. I used to get this book called Unique Homes. Unique Homes is a magazine that just has a lot of extravagant houses that's on sale across the country, across the world. I used to just flip through, man. Let me just see, man, what the people that's playing the game out there doing. Stop watching other people become successful when you could very easily be you if you make the decision. But when you make the decision to become successful, get ready for a series of challenges. But if you don't accept the challenge, man, look at the challenges you face with. That's the hard part, man. For me personally, I think it's harder to be nothing. For me personally, I think it's more difficult not to accept the challenge. I think it's, for me, this is just for me, it may not be the case for you. For me, I think it's far more difficult to wake up and just see how life going to go today. Because, man, it could just deal you any kind of hand today. You understand? I don't like, you know, spades. Let's talk card game, for example. The game of spades, really, man, it ain't a whole lot you can do if you don't get no spades. Really? It's a couple of little strategies you got to do, but you can have all this ace, king, queen, diamond, all you want, but man, you ain't got no spades. They cutting them. You're in trouble. Be it whist, different game. You can create what's in your hand. You got dealt a hand too, but you can create a hand. You can call a trump. You can Make diamonds your spades. You can make hearts or clubs your spades. That's what I'm saying. That's what it is. You can do something with it. It's a different game, man. You can strategize. I would rather have a say-so in my life than to wake up every day and just see how it's going. I think it's more difficult to not accept the challenge to be something than it is to accept the challenge to be something. I think it's more difficult to sit around and not be nothing. I think it's harder to watch everybody's life going somewhere but mine. I think it would be very difficult for me to sit here and hear them talking about other people and never mention my name. It would be difficult for me to see everybody rise and getting promotions except me. That would be difficult for me. It may not be for you, but for me it would be quite challenging. I would rather accept the challenge of making something out of my life than to sit there and criticize those and then watch and see how my life just may go. Okay? Just a thought today.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please? We are now boarding a flight to Ignorance. Welcome to Ignorance Airlines. I'm your steward or flight attendant, whether you call me, and I'm the pilot. Welcome aboard. I won't be serving nothing but just dishing out everything. If you want peanuts, come up front, get them yourself. You need some water, swallow. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to flight 418, destination unknown. We are now at 10,000 feet. We'd like to welcome you aboard WING. That doesn't stand for wing, that stands for we ignorant. And I want to welcome you aboard. Wi-Fi is available for $35. We got peanuts up front. They $35. We got water.
Peanuts?
$35.
Everything is $35.
You want a sandwich of any kind? $35. Well, we only got peanut butter sandwiches, so if you have a peanut allergy, hang in there. We'll be landing at our regularly scheduled place. Any allergic reactions to peanuts will not be addressed during this flight. Welcome to WING. We ignite. Welcome aboard. Enjoy your flight.
What was that?
Morning, everybody.
What was that last?
Good morning, Steve.
Oh, that's like, it's your pilot. Yeah, welcome you aboard. Have a nice flight.
Click on.
You know, like you was going to say something else. Morning, Shirley.
Good morning, darling. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Carla, how are you today, darling?
I'm doing great. What's up, crew?
Oh, we doing good right here. Junior?
Morning, up.
Morning, Nick.
Every day.
Yep, it just amazes me.
No Tommy Tom.
I'm on the radio every morning. They said I wasn't gonna be nothing. Everybody can hear me. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, I take care of my mom. I take care of my family. Oh, I didn't think I was gonna be nothing.
You take care of everybody. You sure ain't get that wash and dry. Uh-uh. I know that wash and dry.
I got the wash and dry.
I know that not better that. Get up there. It better get up there.
It's and she didn't want there, no. And honey, she didn't want no gray one. Bought her some already. That ain't cool.
Huh?
This little guy done bought her the wash and dry already.
No. The little guy's her boo thing.
Boo thing.
Hey,
yeah.
Hey. I don't use those words concerning my mama. Okay. I don't use boo thing concerning
over
my mama.
Over and over.
Hey.
Seven times.
Stop it.
These are your mama words, man. We ain't making this up.
All right. Well, while you chew on that, we're going to chew on this in the words of Don Cornelius. You know, we talk about a lot of stuff on this show, but I got to ask you, what's the craziest thing or the weirdest thing that you were caught doing red-handed? All right. That's for something funny.
Oh, yeah. He was naked. What are you talking about?
We got to talk about it when we come back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time for something funny. Now, Steve, I wanted to ask you, and the guys as well, what's the weirdest or the craziest thing you were caught doing red-handed? Something you know you weren't supposed to do, but it was crazy, though. Maybe it was something you were looking up online, or maybe it was an embarrassing moment in the bathroom you told us about when you were at,
yes.
at your girlfriend's house one time and you had a real bad explosion. So anything, something that happened during, you know, on the job. On one,
I mean, I've done everything.
Job.
I mean, which, yeah. one you want? Oh, red-handed. On, yeah. Stealing. Busted. You're under arrest.
You have so
everybody
many
down.
Yes.
I've heard all these statements in my life. Halt right there. Put your hands up. You.
Hands up.
Yeah, I've had all. Which one you want? Which one of them you want?
Something funny.
Shirley, wasn't none of it funny.
Oh.
Getting busted. Well, you. Getting busted just ain't funny, right?
Well, at the time.
Have you been caught butt naked on? Have you been caught butt naked?
No, I ain't never been caught butt naked.
That's your story, Tommy, huh?
Well, you know, I want it.
Wait.
Well, I'll tell you one time. I would. Okay.
See,
I got
I knew
caught.
It. I knew
but I
it.
Wanted to get caught.
Uh-huh. Oh, what do you mean?
I was at this girl's house one time. She was at work.
Uh-huh.
And I told her I was going to cook for her when she came in. So I got over to her house and set it all up. And I cooked everything. You know, I cooked pretty good, you know. I was a young dude then. Mm-hmm. So she had a duplex townhouse. The kitchen, living room downstairs, and two bedrooms was upstairs. And I decided to go on upstairs and wait for her. You know, I done all this cooking all afternoon. And so I just had a trail of clothes all the way up the steps.
Okay. Come on,
boy. I'm under the cover naked.
Okay.
Looking like new money.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Showered.
Yeah.
I got so much baby oil on me. This was before I knew how to handle baby oil. I had so much baby oil on me, I done ruined her sheets.
Just oily.
Yeah. All in my hair.
Uh-huh.
I had excess baby oil. I didn't know what I was doing then.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And she was picking up the clothes, coming up stuff, laughing. You so crazy. Oh, you so crazy. Oh, you know, I had, you know, one sock, then another sock,
mm-hmm.
you know, belt, you know, drawers, you know, shirt, just cap, all that placed up the steps. Uh-huh. The last thing was the drawers. She got up there, and I snatched the covers off. I'm butt naked.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
But I got so much oil on me.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. All she said was, oh, my God, look at my sheets. I said, your sheets?
Look at
you
all
see all
is.
This laying on these damn
all
sheets?
Is.
What is you talking about your sheets for? What you need to worry about rhyme with sheets, but that's I don't know what you're talking about. Look at all these sheets. She was so mad.
Yeah.
Because I had baby oil on the sheets.
Grease.
She missed the point.
Yeah. Of all
the whole damn point.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
So what ended up happening?
Not a damn thing. She mad. Real attitude, too. About her sheets.
About some sheets.
Must have been sad.
So I got up, you know. No. Hell no. Just regular ass cotton sheets.
Mm.
Now I'm going down. I got to collect all my stuff all the way back down these damn steps. Ain't this about nothing. I'm putting stuff on the stairway. So when I got to the bottom, I was fully dressed. Because I had took the stuff off strategically. So I just put it back on the same way. Got my drawers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My pants.
Yeah, your order.
My shirt.
Yeah. Yeah.
My socks.
Yeah.
My shoes. By the time I got to the bottom, I just got on dressed. Went on and got in my car. Went on home. Hell.
You left?
Yeah, what you're not finna do is be mad at me all this damn time.
By some sheets.
Yeah. What happened to the meal you got?
Hey, the spaghetti and the salad in the refrigerator.
Oh! Got an attitude.
I'm done with you.
So you put on your clothes and got in your car and went home. What happened the next day? Did you talk
to her? We ain't talk for a while.
Oh, okay.
Then she called me. She said, so I ain't heard from you.
Uh-huh.
You ain't heard from me. Now, you know, she called my apartment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I ain't heard from you. Because, you know, hate to tell y'all this, wasn't no cell phones back then. I ain't heard from you. I said, well, hey, well, what you want to hear from me? I spent all that time cooking you a meal and all you complain about is shit. I'm sorry. Nah, I'm sorry. Nothing. I see how you are. Nah. See, your ass crazy. I ain't finna get involved with you. So that was it. Yeah, never went nowhere. Wow.
Did you buy her some new sheets?
No.
Buy her some sheets. Wash them. Hey, what number, baby? Oh.
Grease.
That's kind of hard to get out.
Yeah, it was grease, Steve.
That's kind of hard to get out.
That ain't dog. They bad sheets. But you complain. You missed the point. Skip, thank you for cooking a meal.
Yeah, all that.
All this shit. None of that.
She was unappreciative.
You know, she laughing up the steps at the clothes. But get up there now. She hit a switch so hard. She just that damn mad about this baby oil on these sheets. I tell you what, I ain't going to stop doing. I ain't going to stop using baby oil. I promise you
that.
I bet you that. I might be a little rookie at it now because I'm 21. Mm-hmm. But I tell you what, I'm going to learn how to work this baby oil.
See, that taught you a lesson.
Well, at 61, I am a baby oil specialist. I'm a boss, baby. Yeah. A B-O-S.
Baby oil.
Something about
baby
him
oil
and baby
specialist.
Oil. Something about you and baby oil. Did I tell you about the time, Carla, I had to come get him? He done slipped and fell. He butt naked in baby oil.
Wait, what? No, you didn't tell her.
Oh, my God.
Steve, you didn't mention this at all.
Yeah, this is
tell him about the time I had to come get you. You didn't call because you fell. And you in a puddle of baby oil, butt naked. Tell him about that part.
So you saw him butt naked, Tommy?
I didn't call him. I hollered out.
We gotta go. Okay.
Ain't nobody call him. God. He came over.
Coming up next is Run That Prank Back. More ignorance from this ignorant show. Right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, Kevin Hart is in talks with Will Smith for an, Tommy, you're going to love this, for an Uptown Saturday Night movie reboot. Okay.
What?
Yes. One of your favorite all-time movies.
I got to be Geechee Dan. I got to be Geechee Dan. Come on now. Y'all got to get us to the nephew. Let me be Geechee Dan.
I'm going to go in there and get in some.
You got, Richard Pryor was in that movie, right?
Hey, Sharp Eye Washington? What?
Yes.
Man, I know this movie like the back of my hand. That is one of the all-time greats. If they bring this back, if it's Will and Kevin.
Yeah, Will and Kevin.
Hands down, home run.
Yeah.
Home run.
And ex-pro wrestler John Cena, he's also an actor, you know him. He wants his ex back. I want my old man back. Remember that? He wants her back now.
I've been there.
But right now, it's time for the nephew who wants a part.
Wait a minute, Shirley.
Huh?
Uptown Saturday Night.
Yeah.
Unc could play Flip Wilson's part.
The Reverend.
The Reverend.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Right there. I got you, Unc. I can cast this thing right here now. Will and
they
Kevin.
Really, man, they ought to put a couple legend cats in there. I'm just saying.
Yeah. All right, nephew, Shirley, it's time for the prank. What you got?
Y'all all right?
I got it for you. The choir director. The choir director.
Hello? Hello, I'm trying to reach Lorenzo. Lorenzo, please. Speaking. That's what's calling. Hi, this is, I'm Bernard. I'm giving you a call on behalf of Missionary Baptist Church and doing a follow-up, actually. You've been... the choir director there.
Right.
For what? Is it close to 6 years now?
5.5 years, yes.
Okay. And from my understanding, you're doing a great job. Everyone seems to love what you're doing on Sunday mornings, which is definitely a blessing for the entire congregation.
Right.
So what I was giving you a call on is there seems to be a bit of discrepancy with some of the antics that is going on when you are directing the choir on Sunday mornings.
Antics.
Say again now?
Yeah, come again. You said antics?
Well, some of the members.
Wait, who are you?
Once again, I said my name is Bernard, and I'm actually calling on behalf.
Bernard what? What's your last name?
Sir, I'm not actually a member of but I've been asked to give you a call and bring some things to your attention and deliver the news that the church would like for you to have. Okay.
So what news is that?
Well, let me get back to where I was. I was stating that some people in the congregation are actually having a problem with your antics when you're directing the choir, different things that they're not happy with. It is a sorrowful moment, I should say, for me to have to come to you and tell you that, you know, as of today, which is Sunday, we're going to have to ask you to step down as the Minister of Music.
Hold on one second. Maybe I'm not hearing you correctly. You have a problem with the Holy Spirit getting a hold of me?
Sir,
I direct the choir?
Well, it's not necessarily, it's not the Holy Spirit at all. You can shout all day. That has nothing to do with it. I guess just different antics that you have, you know, that the congregation is just not.
I need you to be a little more clear on what you're saying, antics. Please tell me what you're saying.
Sir,
is it that my hair's too long? Is it that I look too cute when I'm in the choir? What is it?
Sir, I don't want to be the one to go tick for tack with you. Like I said, I'm not a member.
No, I want you to say it. Please say it. Go ahead, they fired me. They fired me today. I want you to say it, and I want to know if the pastor hired me, why didn't he fire me?
Well, you know, it's kind of like a business, you know. It's the higher-ups really keep their hands clean on these type of things. And there's always someone that has to deliver the message, you know.
And I understand that. But I want you to explain to me what antics. Please tell me.
Sir, I'm not going to sit here.
You call to deliver the news. I need to know what antics.
Okay. Are you wearing different hairstyles every other Sunday? Is your hair just completely different?
I go to the damn beauty shop every Saturday morning. I want to look cute just like everybody else want to look cute on Sunday morning. But, yes, I do.
Right.
You got a problem with that?
Sir, like I said, I'm just a messenger. I don't have a problem with what, you know, you're doing.
Well, who had a problem with you?
Evidently, people.
Probably some of them helpers in now that I'm looking better than.
Okay. Let me go ahead and ask you something else.
Mm-hmm.
Are you wearing blue contact lenses?
I had on gray today. My damn suit was gray, so I had on gray. Tonight, when I was going back for the musical, I was going to have on green.
You was going to wear green?
What's going on?
Sir, Lorenzo, you were going to wear green contact lenses?
You damn skippy.
Okay, well, are they prescribed?
They prescribed if I bought them.
See, sir, Lorenzo, these are the type of antics that they're talking about.
So, y'all, I want you to see it. I want you to see it. Y'all see it. Please say it.
I didn't say it. That never was stated, Lorenzo.
But you asked me about my contacts. You asked me about my hair.
Right, but I didn't ask you about anything else, though, Lorenzo.
I just want you to get to the point. Please, sir. Please. So, are you representing the church or what? Are you in the HR department? I don't understand.
I actually speak on behalf of Pastor.
Okay. Well, I tell you what. You tell to call me himself, because I'm going to show up at the musical tonight, and I'm going to have my green contacts on with my green suit.
Lorenzo, I'm asking you now not to show up for the actual musical tonight.
And if I show up, what's going to happen?
You definitely won't be.
What's going to happen if I show up? Y'all going to put me out?
We can't put you out of the Lord's house, but you won't be playing or participating in the musical.
Y'all trying to crucify me.
Ain't nobody's trying to crucify you.
Yeah, y'all trying to crucify me.
Okay, I'm not going to go back and
forth. I'm too cute for all of y'all. That's what the problem is.
Hey, look, I don't have all day. I'm passing on the message, and that's clear. I'm just letting you understand that your job is completely terminated at this point. Is that understood?
Hell no. I'm coming to the program tonight, and I'm going to turn that I've been a member there for 5.5 years, and we're going to do it right. I'll let you know who I am.
Wait.
This is what all this is all about.
It's about your antics. That's about your antics.
My antics.
This is what the congregation is talking about. Did you just hear what you said?
Talk to me face to face. Y'all pointing fingers at me?
Sir, I'm not pointing the finger at you, sir.
Yeah, you pointing them at me. I tell you what, hold on one second. I'm gonna call.
Wait just a minute. I got one more thing to say before you do that. Are you listening to me?
Yeah, I'm listening to your.
Sir, you're not going to talk to me in that tone. Are you listening?
You didn't call and disrespected me with my answer.
I got one more thing I want to say to you. Are you listening?
I'm listening.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your entire mass choir.
What? Nephew who?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Lord have mercy. Let me hang up my house, folks. I'm calling the pastor right now. You laughing? I want to know who put you up to this.
You all right, man?
Hell no, I ain't all right. I got to get ready for this damn program tonight.
Well, Lorenzo, look here. Turn it out, because they tell me you know how to turn a church out on Sunday morning.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
You all right?
I need you to call me before you ask. That's what you need to do.
Okay, man. I got one more question for you. What is the baddest? I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land.
The Steve Harvey Morning Show. That's the first man I every morning.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up in 20 minutes, our social media sites, Steve Harvey FM, went crazy about yesterday's strawberry letter. Wasn't that a crazy strawberry letter? It was called My Sexy Neighbor. We'll talk about that. But first, in entertainment news, Kevin Hart is in talks to star in a remake of Uptown Saturday Night, guys. The film is being produced by Will Smith. The original is a 1974 American action comedy crime film directed by and starring Sidney Poitier, Richard Pryor, Calvin Lockhart, Harry Belafonte, and Bill Cosby. The film followed two friends as they barely navigate the criminal underworld in order to retrieve a winning lottery ticket stolen during a robbery. We also hear that Blackish creator Kenya Barris is writing the most recent draft of the script. So there you go, guys. Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm Harry Belafonte's part. That's who I am.
That's who you playing,
Tommy? My uncle,
Tommy?
I'm Harry Belafonte's part. That's Geechee Dan. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
Well, how you get to be that part, though, Tommy? Because you think you can.
Because I chose it. Boy, pick your part. What is wrong with you? Pick your part. Uncle Steve Flip Wilson. He the preacher at the church. That's classic. Trust me.
Oh, man.
Okay. Okay. Who else you got?
Okay. Okay. So we got Will and Kevin playing the leads.
Okay.
Somebody got to be Calvin Lockhart. That's a cold part.
And
right
he
now.
Was handsome, man.
Ooh, that's a cold part.
Yeah. Let me he think. Was fine. Wasn't he, Shirley? Uh-huh.
Idris Elba is Calvin Lockhart.
Now, they going to redo Uptown?
Uh-huh. Yeah. This is a good one, man. This is good.
Silky Slim is Calvin Lockhart's character.
We got to put Amari Hardwick in there somewhere. He's a great actor, too.
Yeah.
This ain't about great actors, though, Shirley.
No, well, what's the fine part, Calvin Lockhart, was fine.
Yeah, we trying okay. to get
well, you all well, do want women to go see.
Why is Tommy talking about
it?
Being him then?
That's what I say.
No, he wants to be
Geechee
Dan.
I didn't say
Dan.
I was going to be him. I said I was going I said I was going to be Geechee Dan.
That's, he was short-tempered. He had a short temper.
Uh-oh.
Geechee Dan. The gangster.
He had a short temper.
See, right there.
Oh, that's why. Oh, I see that. Thank you, caller.
I
sure appreciate you, baby.
I knew it.
He called.
I knew it had something to do with being short. Tommy, that's you. Get your short ass dad.
Stubborn. He was, don't you remember? I'm sorry, Tommy.
As soon as you said it, I was like, uh-oh, here we go.
Okay, so I hate to ask this question.
Go.
Maybe Marty Hardaway could be
who?
Lil Seymour. Remember Lil Seymour?
Lil Seymour. I remember.
You know, I remember Lil Seymour. Who you trying to? Why don't you be Lil Seymour?
I don't want
to. He wants to be.
Everybody asks you what you want to be.
It's right there.
But Lil Seymour, you right there with that big ass black dude that was with it. I tell you what,
yeah,
Tommy.
Yeah.
I'll stand next to you and be the big black dude.
That's why I say that.
That would be so great, though, to see this movie on film
man.
Again. Yeah,
oh,
it's such a classic. So
and
many
if they
superstars.
Do all of them, it's going to really run. So if they do Uptown Saturday Night, if they do a piece of the action,
and
let just
do it again. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's going to be big.
Classic.
I love it. I want to see Steve in there, the OG, and Sid, too. Oh, that'd be
oh
great.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
But Mike Epps has to be Sharp Eye Washington.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Richard Pryor's character. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
I see that.
Yes, sir.
I see that. Yeah.
Okay, well, you've pretty much casted the movie.
I think I've casted it. Yeah. Somebody call me, please. I think I put this
casting
together.
Casting director.
Pretty much you've done that. All right, Miss Ann is here, Steve, as we switch gears. Please introduce
her. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Ann Tripp.
Thank you very much, everybody. This is Ann Tripp with the news. Let's go. Funerals were held in the Gaza Strip yesterday for some of the 60 Palestinians killed near the border fence with Israel during protests against the opening of the new embassy in Jerusalem. Israelis say they have the right to self-defense, and the U.S. ambassador to the U.N., Nikki Haley, wholeheartedly agrees.
In recent days, Hamas terrorists, backed by Iran, have incited attacks against Israeli security forces and infrastructure. Who among us would accept this type of activity on your border? No one would. No country in this chamber would act with more restraint than Israel has. In fact, the records of several countries here today suggest they would be much less restrained.
A lot of people thought she might have been referring to Russia or China, but she didn't mention it. Haley blames Hamas for the violence. Most members of the U.N. Security Council are critical of the Jewish state for using what they say has been disproportionate violence. The Israeli ambassadors of Belgium and Ireland are being summoned by those governments. Turkey's asking the Israeli envoy to leave, so Israel's expelling Turkey's ambassador. And the U.N. ambassador for human rights in the Palestinian territories fears the violence may increase if Israel continues a policy which he describes as an eye for an eyelash. A group of African-American sorority sisters from forming a volunteer community service along a stretch of the Pennsylvania Highway they adopted. Yes, they were stopped and questioned like they were criminals by a white state's trooper who even asked them if they were fighting. The ladies were members of Sigma Gamma Rho. They even showed the cop their adopt a highway sign. They were all dressed alike, had trash bags and stuff, but that wasn't enough. He asked to see each woman's ID, gave conflicting reasons for bothering them in the first place. First, he said, oh, I'm answering a call, but later admitted that he just pulled over and decided to question them with lights flashing just because. Sigma Gamma Rho is asking for a public apology from the Pennsylvania State Highway Patrol. Folks in the Atlanta region lending their hopes and their support to the family of Glendon and Chanel Marson, whose twin sons Bryce and Brian were born with a host of birth defects, including spina bifida and congenital heart disease. Now, both the Marsons worked. However, 3 months ago, Glendon, the father, suddenly had a heart attack and died. So Chanel's all by herself. She's finding it impossible to keep up with the doctor bills and stuff and get the wheelchairs and stuff. So if you want to find out more and maybe help out the Marsons family, there's a GoFundMe page that has been set up. Just go to glenslifepoint.com. That's glenslifepoint.com, okay? And some hockey fans so racist that Giovanni Smith, a black player in the top junior league, needed a police escort for a recent playoff game because of online threats and racist taunts. For decades, black hockey players at all levels have experienced forms of racial abuse. By the way, sticking with sports for a minute, the NBA playoff action, it was the Celtics over the Cavs, 107-94, putting Boston up 2-0 in the Eastern Conference. And today is Wear a Purple Peace Day.
It was a one-eyed.
Fine purple people leader with more entertainment. Today's running topics, 20 minutes after the hour on the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, yesterday was the longest strawberry letter ever in the history of strawberry letters. In the 18 years that we've been doing strawberry letters. Subject, my sexy neighbor is stressing me out. We had a lot of comments on social media. I'll recap yesterday's letter. Basically, a husband called in. He and his wife had just purchased a new home, and his boys took him out to celebrate. They took him out to a strip club. He got, like, really, really drunk. They ended up getting a private room and having strippers come in there. One of the strippers did all kinds of freaky things to him, yes. You know, and yes. When he sobered up, mm-hmm. he said,
all except go all the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all except go all the way, he said. But when he sobered up, he said that, you know, he regretted it. He was mad at himself, and he told his boys he would never do it again. So 2 weeks later, a new neighbor is moving into the community, and she moved in right next to him. Turns out it was the stripper.
Yeah. So
he and his wife go over there to meet the new neighbor.
His wife.
Huh?
He didn't want to go over there.
Well, he went, though, but he did go.
But the want wasn't
He
there.
Didn't know.
He didn't know, so he didn't mind going over. He didn't know at that time, Steve. He didn't know till he got there that the neighbor was his stripper.
hey, Shirley, well, this ain't nothing you might know.
Huh?
But do strippers have a clause like you're not supposed to be able to talk about who you dance for at work?
Well, most of them don't.
Yeah, they don't.
Yeah,
know
they just want the money, I think, at this point.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, what? Now, they might
have a strong clause, Carla.
Yeah.
If what you don't do is mess up your money by busting out your clients.
No, you don't do that.
No.
Right.
Yeah. See, hookers don't tell who their customers is either. Because it kills
their
the customer
customers
base.
Are. Yeah.
There you go.
Huh?
Who their customers are.
Surely, English ain't got nothing to do with sex.
Not a damn thing. Because how many times, Tommy, have you said, girl, what is you doing?
I so haven't said, hey, what are you doing? I haven't
done that. Nothing like that.
Well, I have. Anyway, so they go next door to meet the new neighbor, and it turns out it's the stripper. The husband is sweating bullets. He's nervous. He doesn't know what to do. The wife likes the stripper. She invites her over. She wants to invite her over to their housewarming. They exchange numbers. The guy wants to come clean to his wife. He wants to know what should he do. So that's the basis of the recap of the letter from yesterday. My sexy neighbor is stressing me out. So coming up in about 10 minutes at 34 after the hour, we're going to read some of your comments, Carla, is on social media from yesterday's letter, okay?
Okay.
I want to hear what they said.
Yeah.
I know what the fellas said.
Yeah.
Right after this.
Bless up, it's DJ Khaled.
Hey, what up? This your boy Chris Brown.
Hey, what's going on? This is your boy Kevin Hart. I want you to make sure you check out SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, we were talking about yesterday's strawberry letter. My sexy neighbor is stressing me out. The recap and everything, boy, it was crazy. Boy, that was the craziest
crazy
I think.
Letter.
Yeah, because it went on for so long. Jay was in
because
it.
Because you ill-advised the man.
No, I disagree wholeheartedly with that.
Well, that's what made it the problem.
We just disagreed, Steve.
No,
you ill-advised
the man.
We ended up agreeing to disagree because...
No, we didn't agree to do nothing. That's why it took us 9 parts to settle it. Because you weren't listening.
It took us 7.
Don't no man go in there and admit before it's a problem is a problem.
Right.
Because what he's saying is, what he basically saying when he go over there, damn, baby, we got a problem, man. Because this strip I was with, she next door now.
Yeah.
Now, you created the problem.
See, that's basic. Now you've created a problem.
Oh, I think he created the problem when he got drunk and went to the private room with the stripper.
Well, guess what?
No.
She don't know that.
The wife doesn't know that.
Yeah.
So yesterday, we all debated about it. No, but yesterday we debated about it, and everybody got on social media. So the guys, y'all say, don't tell the wife. We were saying the women were saying you have to tell her something because you can't play it off.
Because you can't hold the secret anyway. You're sweating bullets.
He just wrote that in the letter. He going to hold it.
No, he's not.
He gotta get it.
No, he's not. That's why men are such horrible cheaters. Yeah. He's not going to hold it.
Whoa. Hold on. Where did that come from?
What do you mean, where did that come
from?
That's history.
We got to have somebody to cheat with.
Hold on.
We don't give up information like y'all.
Wait a minute.
You all give it
busted up. Busted and telling it is two different things.
Hello.
Well, his actions are going to get him busted.
Well, then bust me.
When last time y'all cheated, Carla and Shirley, since y'all so good at it.
How stupid are you, really?
Oh, he about dumb as they come.
Okay.
But it's a valid question right now.
No, it's not.
When was the last time?
All right, let me go to social media.
We're not making this a personal thing.
All right, Carla, I want to hear what they said. Come on.
Okay, social media. Frank the Barber from Philly, tweeted. He said, if the husband's going to say anything, he got to go in there with an OJ, hypothetically, if I did it.
This is how it would have gone down.
Yeah. So that's what Frank said. This lady, her name is Marie Hamilton. She basically was saying, she had a long response, but she basically said that he needs to tell his wife because if she finds out later, then she's going to be very upset with her husband.
Who said that?
I'll take that risk.
Marie Hamilton.
We'll take that risk.
Marie Hamilton.
Yeah.
Okay, well, whatever, Marie. Yeah. Whatever. You know what? What if
Marie
she find out
the
later?
Truth
matters. We're finna go tell this here.
Okay,
hello?
Go ahead. Go ahead, Carla.
Dida,
they're getting mad.
Yeah, she tweeted, she said, never take your bad news in your house.
Thank you.
Plead the fifth. And this is a woman
there
who
you
said
go.
That.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
I didn't know that was her. Mm-hmm. And that's mm-hmm. what I'm going with.
Now, you said you would go over to the woman's house at midnight every night. So
you
she would
damn
never
right
tell.
I will.
To cut her grass.
Because you know what?
How dumb was
I
that?
I would have a booty bration. It's a booty celebration. It's a booty bration, Shirley. Have it.
You stupid.
Yes, I will.
You stupid.
He's yeah, on your team, though, stupid. Steve.
I'm,
go y'all ahead, ain't
never, I'm the only one that had a booty bration.
Yeah.
I'm ashamed of you.
You're ashamed?
Of 100%.
Of his response. Come on, Carla. You have any
all
more?
Right. This one said, Bell and Husky, he just said that he loved, oh, J. Anthony Brown could play a wife boy.
Yes, he's had enough of them.
Yeah.
First it was Dwayne, now you got the stripper.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is the best strawberry letter ever. This is from Miss Verna Rona. This is the best strawberry letter ever. He can't say anything to the wife. Listen, this one says you're headed to divorce court. This is from Bell and Husky. Demetria T says, oh, she enjoys listening to the morning show. She wanted part 10 of the strawberry letter.
Keep it going.
It was a great letter. It really was. All right. Thank you to everyone who commented on at Steve Harvey FM on our social media page. We appreciate it. Thank you, guys. Nephew Tommy has a prank phone call coming up right after this.
One more from DD. Do not tell.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's today's strawberry letter. And who knows? I don't think it's going to go nearly as long as yesterday.
But Shirley.
Huh?
Can I say one last thing about that letter from yesterday?
Yes, of course.
If you're a man and you're dumb, do you have to tell your wife that you don't?
No. If she's your wife, she probably already knows.
Well, I hope.
You know, my husband listened to this letter yesterday, and he was basically saying what you guys were saying. He's a man's just not going to come in and admit to it. He's going to deal with the trouble when he gets in trouble.
With the exact.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's no, that's how they are, man. They're not going to bring the trouble. Now, if you find out, then we'll deal with it when you find out.
That's what
baby,
saying.
I ain't think nothing
but,
of it.
But you're saying, what you're saying is you hope she doesn't find out. You're hoping
she's not
going to
find out.
What?
The stripper done told her she's a dance instructor. I ain't told her I done seen the stripper. So now what? Why are we finna find out?
But because of the way he was acting, Steve.
Him acting don't mean he know her.
Okay.
It could be
the
anything.
The wife will find that out, though. You know.
No,
yeah.
No.
Yes,
we're going to lie to the end. But I'm going to lie and say I don't know her.
You're
going to
lie, but you're just going to be a liar. He's giving it away by his actions. Sorry.
I don't remember her.
Yeah, okay.
Was at the strip club. Now, she was in that strip, and I didn't know. I thought she a stripper?
He's going to give it away.
I'm ready to take the lie detector's test. I'm telling you. I don't know her at all.
Yeah. These are the same guys that say when you're cheating and you make a mistake and spend the night over the girl's house, you run your car into a tree. These are the same guys.
Done it.
You're supposed to do that.
On the passenger side, real hard.
I would have that Maserati hanging off a bridge. What is you talking about? All right, here we go. Here's the prank. 6 to 10. Six
what is that?
To 10.
We're praying.
All right.
We're in prayer mode for you.
Well, however you do it, get in your prank prayer mode, whatever. 6 to 10. Here it is.
Hello?
Hello, I'm just trying to speak to Latrenda, please.
This is Latrenda. Who is this?
Hey, you work at the sandwich shop?
Yes, I do. Who is this?
Okay, was you there? Did you work last Wednesday, like from 6 to, I guess, 6 to close?
Yeah, I work every Wednesday. Yeah, who is this?
Hey, my name is Ralph, and I basically looked around to try and get your phone number. I got a bit of a complaint.
Ralph, wait. You calling me with a complaint on my cell phone? Who gave you my number?
I've done the research to get your number, ma'am. And what I'm calling you about is, while I was in there getting a sandwich and eating, I'm realizing that you came out of the bathroom without washing your hands. And
First of all, you need to be calling the corporate headquarters if you got a complaint. Or you call that 800 number on the back of your receipt. Don't be calling my cell phone. Whoever gave you my cell phone, I'm going to whoop they
Hey, listen. The problem is that you coming out not washing your hands.
No. The problem, I don't never come out and not wash my hands, first of all. I've been working there for 3 years.
Okay.
Don't be coming at me with no bull that I hadn't came out and not washed my hands.
I guess you ain't been washing your hands for no 3 years. And you coming out, you know, unsanitizing this way you treating people.
Hold on. First of all, don't be calling my phone talking about I ain't washed my hands. Like I said, I've been there 3 years. I've been employee of the month 6 times. Don't be coming to me with none of this bull.
I don't know how you employee of the month. You must be the nasty employee of the month because you're coming out, you're not washing your hands. I saw you scratch your head and your face. And you ain't putting no gloves on.
I always put gloves on my hands.
You ain't have no gloves on there last Wednesday.
I don't know who the hell you think you are, but don't be calling my phone with this. You need to be calling headquarters if you got a complaint.
I tell you what, I'm going to call headquarters. I'm coming there tomorrow to see if you're going to be up in there with some gloves on or you're going to come out there out of the bathroom again with the same thing.
Up there. I'm going to be there from 6 to close. 6 to close. And I bet you if you come up there tomorrow, I'm going to make a sandwich out your.
You're going to do what?
I'm going to make a sandwich out your.
Who you think you talking to?
Yo, you said your name was Ralph, right? Don't be calling my phone with this.
Hey, let me tell you something. All I'm saying to you is this right here. If I come up in there tomorrow and find out you ain't got them gloves on, you gonna mess around and get whooped.
You gonna whoop my? You gonna whoop 6 to 10? I'm gonna be up there from 6 to 10, and I ain't gonna call nobody. I ain't calling my brothers, my cousins, my uncles, or nothing. I'm gonna whoop your by myself.
Excuse me, you finna try to take on a man? I'm
gonna whoop your by myself. That's what I said.
You need to get your little nasty behind in the bathroom and wash your hands put one of them nets
ten.
On your hands
six
so you don't be coming up there some people food like that.
Bring your phone up there, 6 to 10. You know where I work, 6 to 10, and I'm going to whoop your.
Who you think you talking to?
I don't even know who the you are, but I'm going to know your tomorrow. I'm going to know you tomorrow. Bring your on up there, 6 to 10, and I'm gonna whoop your.
I'm coming up there tomorrow.
Come on.
Up there tomorrow. Matter of fact, I'm gonna show you how to be sanitized. I'm gonna be with some gloves on. Do you hear me?
You gonna be and you steady talking about whooping my. That's cool. Bring your up there, and we gonna see who's gonna get their whooped. What kind of man is you, anyways, to be talking about fighting a woman? You a.
What you call me? I'm coming up there to see you tomorrow. Is you gonna be ready when I get up there?
What kind of you anyway? You gonna call up here talking about you gonna fight female over some hand wash? Bring your and I'm gonna show you what it is. 6 to 10. I'm gonna be here at 6. Matter of fact, I'm gonna be there at 5:45. Bring your up here before I clock in, and I'm gonna whoop your.
Who you think you talking to?
I don't give a. You gonna talk to bring up here tomorrow, 6 to 10. You gonna see what's up.
I got one more thing to say to you before I come up there tomorrow.
I don't give a you got to say. I don't care. I'm gonna whoop your say that.
I got one more thing I need
what?
To say.
What
listen
you
to me.
To say? What?
Are you listening?
What?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Who you? You say who? This is who?
Hey, this Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Man.
You just got pranked by your coworker.
Man, you man. See, man, y'all got me, man. That's all right. 6 to 10 tomorrow, I got something for her. She going to have to watch her back every hour. Every hour on the hour, I got something for her. I ain't going to hurt her, but I'm definitely going to do her in tomorrow. Believe that.
Was you ready, though?
I was. Hell yeah. I was going to whoop go, man. You don't even know what you had in store for you. You was going to have your uncle come pull me off, and that probably wouldn't have been enough either.
Hey, I got one more thing to ask you, baby girl.
What
is the baddest radio station in the land?
You already know, the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
What y'all think? 6 to 10. Come on down there to Subway and get your ass whooped. What you think?
Play too much.
6 to 10.
Excuse me.
Yes.
Yes.
You Tommy? Yeah, that's all it's going to be, Tommy.
Can
there be
no
knocking
no
and
knocking,
all like that?
No knocking today, huh?
It'll be all that.
Hey, let me put this out there. I got to do this. Amazing Grace Conservatory presents Hercules. That's my girl, Wendy Raquel Robinson.
Yes.
They got shows Saturday, May 19th at 7:30 and Sunday, May 20th, 3 o'clock is sold out, 7:30 p.m. Guess who is hosting the show? The one and only nephew Tommy. Come out and see Hercules. I'm hosting 7:30 at night on Sunday.
That's who is you in this baby play? Now, Wendy work with kids. So who is you in the baby play? Who is you?
Mini
Hercules?
The strawberry letter is coming up. The subject, my husband has lost his mind.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Right now, it is time for today's strawberry letter. If you need any advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, submit your strawberry letter to steveharveyfm.com and click submit strawberry letter. Well, today's letter is nothing like yesterday's letter, I don't think, but it's still a good one, and it won't go on for days and days and days like yesterday's. It was fun, though. Come on, Tommy.
Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the strawberry letter.
Subject, my husband has lost his mind. Dear Stephen Shirley, I am a 47-year-old female in my third year of marriage, my husband and I have been married for 5 years, and he treats me like a queen. But I feel like he hates my 17-year-old daughter. This is his first marriage, and he has no children, so it's shocking that he acts like a drill sergeant with my daughter. He calls her lazy and fusses at her constantly about her chores. He expects her to take out the trash daily and do a few other things that I think he should be doing as the man of the house. My daughter is an honor student and in extracurricular activities, so she has a busy schedule during the week. I will admit that she can be lazy and her room is always quite messy, but she is a typical teenager. Despite the way he speaks to her, she is always kind and mannerable to him. Her biological father died earlier this year, and it affected her, but she's dealt with it quite well. My husband has not stepped up into the role as her dad. He refuses to attend any of her school activities with me. She graduates in June, and she's been accepted to a local college that's in our city. She plans to stay at home instead of live on campus because it's a lot less expensive. When my husband found this out, he told me that she could not stay with us anymore. He told me that we are giving her some money for graduation so she can move into her own apartment close to the college. This really made me mad. This is my child, and I will not allow her to be mistreated like this. I told him that he needs professional help. This is causing problems in our relationship, but my child comes first. He said I am being too sensitive and that she needs to be on her own to learn more responsibility. What do you think? Please help. Well, I mean, I agree with most of what you had to say in your letter. Your husband, I think, is out of line, and he's way too harsh. I mean, there's disciplining, and then there's just cruelty, just plain cruelty. He doesn't understand, obviously, that when he married you, he also should have taken in your child as well. I mean, she's almost grown, but she's still at home. She's still in school. So she's a child still at this point. You yourself said that your daughter is respectful. She's an honor student. She's mannerable with him. She has a busy school schedule. And not to mention that her father just recently passed, okay? So you have to take all that into consideration. Now, she definitely should keep her room clean and all of that. She shouldn't be lazy. But I haven't heard anything here that says she's any different than any other teenager. I mean, this is what I did as a teen. My room was a mess, you know. My mom was always calling me to do stuff. Okay, that's what we do as teenagers as we try to figure it out. Yes, I think your husband and your daughter, your whole family should get some type of therapy. I agree with that. You know, I doubt if he'll go, though. You have to speak up. You have to speak up more on your behalf, on your daughter's behalf. It sounds like a situation that's only going to get worse. I mean, I understand that he wants her to have more responsibility and all that. And talk to her. Maybe she will move out on her own. But this is just not the way to handle it. He's being mean. And I think he should take out the trash. I do. Excuse me. He should take it out. Steve?
I mean, dude, come on. I mean, really, bro? Yeah. Come on, man. Of all the things we need to tend to in this world, of all these things we need to get right, you've chosen her as the what's wrong in this world? I mean, it just now I know this is a one-sided letter being written by this lady, but if any of this is true, just as a man, you have to take responsibility to the side of it that we as men have to bear up under. Number one, you chose this woman to be your wife. Your wife has a child. It's a package. It's a package. You got to understand that going in. Now, if you love this woman, then you have to love the things that she loves. Her child happens to be something she loves. So now you got to get with it. You're not her father, but you can be her daddy. But damn, dog, y'all don't have a boy. You have a young lady. This is his first marriage, and he has no children. So it's shocking that he acts like a drill sergeant with my daughter. No, it's not, because he don't know how to raise kids. He has no child-rearing experience. So you're talking to this girl like a drill sergeant. Are you kidding me? Come on, man, what's wrong with you? He calls her lazy and fusses at her constantly about her chores. He expects her to take out the trash daily and do a few things that I think he should be doing as man of the house. No, man. I got four daughters. I've never asked them to take trash out. I've never once in any of my four daughters required them to take out the trash. Lori ain't took no trash out. Morgan ain't took no trash out. Brandon Carl ain't took no trash out. Now they damn brothers. They brothers. Better get their ass up and get this trash out. Let me come downstairs and the trash can full and y'all stay up past me. That's how this work, dog. Well, what you trying to teach your good? What are you asking your young lady to grow up to be? To fend for herself? She'll know how to fend for herself. Let's look at the upside. Before we talk about what's wrong with the girl, let's talk about what's right with her. She on honor roll. Yeah. She's law-abiding, and she's respectful of you at all times. That's a good kid. She on the honor roll. She respectful, and she's law-abiding. This is a good kid. Her room dirty. Man, what? Bruh, you out of line, man. You got to do a little growing up here. Now, the mom says, I will admit she could be lazy and her room is always quite messy. But she's a typical teenager, and that's true. And despite the way he speaks to her, she's always kind and mannerable to him. We'll get into the rest of the letter when I get back. I'm going to tell you what else is wrong with your dog. And you ain't got to feel this from me. Therapy ain't finna help your ass. You need to change the way you treat this girl. And you ain't got to go sit down with nobody to do that. You got to stop treating her like a little boy and treat her like a princess. Because what you're teaching her now is that a man should be yelling at her, a man should be bossing her, and a man should be making her do things. That's what you're training this girl right here. That's why you're out of line.
All right, Steve, we'll be back.
Now I'm mad now.
Yeah. He's pretty cruel. All right, we'll be back with part two of your response to today's Strawberry Letters. Subject, my husband has lost his mind. We'll be back at 23 after the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, come on. Part two of your response to today's Strawberry Letter. My husband has lost his mind. You said you were mad when we left for break.
Well, you know, I'm kind of angry. This 47-year-old lady, she's on the third marriage. Her husband and her have been married for 5 years. The daughter's 17, so he's been in the girl's life since she's 12 and probably a little bit before that. Because you just got married 5 years ago. You probably dated for a period before that. So he's known this girl for over 5 years. She had a dad in her life, which is probably one of the things he pissed off about. And they had some type of relationship. But her biological father has passed and it affected her. She was always respectful to this guy. But this guy just talks to her like a drill sergeant. Call her lazy, fuss at her constantly about her chores. Expects her to take out the trash daily. You got a little girl and you want her to take the trash out daily? Now, y'all could disagree with me if you want to. I'm cool with it. I don't really mind. I've treated my little girls different than I treated my boys. I've never made them girls take out their trash.
Right. Right.
I don't think she should take the trash.
No,
I don't.
Why? Why?
I said that.
You know, if you got a man in the house, why is this girl taking this trash out?
He's
mean, period.
The one that's lazy.
Now, look, man, you can call it what you want to call it. But you can call it double standards, or you can't be treating all y'all out there talking about women need to learn how to take care of themselves. The girl is in school as an honor roll student. She's 17. She's 17. She's respectful and she law-abiding. She's a great kid. She's just trying to figure it out. She's 17, her room junkie. So what? Quit going in there.
Typical teenager.
Hell, I just quit going in my kids' rooms. Hell, live how you want to live, but don't bring that junk out here in the house, though. Because our house stayed looking nice. Because Marjorie ain't having it. So now, you're sitting up in here. My daughter is an honor roll student in extracurricular activities. She's got a busy schedule during the week. She's a little lazy. Despite the way he speaks to her, she's always kind and mannerable to him. Her biological father died this year, and it affected her, but she's dealt with it quite well. My husband has not stepped up into the role as her dad. He refuses to attend any of her school activities with me. Yo, bruh, are you kidding me? Man. Your wife has one child. You won't attend none of the school events with her. Why? Now, look, man, if you don't want to be her daddy, you shouldn't have signed up to be the husband.
Right.
Because it's a package. And now more than ever, the girl could use a dad. But now her image of a man right now is somebody barking at her, somebody making her take out the trash, somebody constantly degrading her, somebody talking to her like a drill sergeant. So now her idea of a man's love is you? Are you kidding me, man? Right. Are you for real? You're wrong on so many levels.
Yep.
She graduates in June. She's been accepted at a local college that's in our city. She plans to stay at home instead of live on campus because it's a lot less expensive. Excuse me. And now she's got the nerve to, even in spite of the way you treat her, look out and be responsible enough to say, hey, it would cost you all less money if I just stayed here. Your husband found this out and he told me that she could not stay with us anymore. Bruh, are you kidding me? So now she's 17 now. She'll probably be 18. You gonna throw the 18-year-old girl out because she ain't staying here with us no more? Dog, what's wrong with you? Have you lost your ever-loving mind? He told me that we are giving her some money for graduation so she can move in her own apartment close to the college. This really made me mad. This is my child, and I will not allow her to be mistreated like this. I told him that he needs professional help. This is causing problems in our relationship, but my child comes first. He says I'm being too sensitive. She needs to be on her own to learn more of responsibility. What do you think? 17 ain't the time for a girl to go learn responsibility. I'm sorry.
No, it ain't.
I'm sorry.
No.
I'm sorry. Ain't now one of my kids had to move out at 17. Not them girls. Now, soon as them boys get into their second year of college and they get apartments, they ass is gone.
Gone. Can't come back.
Don't even look over here. You can ask Winton right now. Dad, what they doing in my room? Excuse me. That's not your room. That's your daddy's new closet. Yeah.
Not the closet.
No.
The whole room.
Yeah. No. No, Winter's room is daddy's new closet.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, see, you don't stay no more. Lori just moved out 21. Lori still got a room at the house. Dad, don't take my bed down. All right, cousin. All right, I just said, all right.
That's it.
She still got a room.
Baby girl.
Winter's other room in L.A. had already been converted. He come stay here. But it ain't your damn room. Ain't none of your stuff in here. See, sir, at 18, it's not time for her to go out on her own and learn responsibilities. You can't throw a young girl out to the wolves like that. First and secondly, this is your wife's daughter. It's a package deal. You can't put the package out because you want to be alone. First of all, women shouldn't have to take out trash unless they have to. So your ass takes the trash out. Sorry.
Right.
Secondly, sir, you don't have any parenting skills, and you need to develop some. This is not a boy you're talking to. It's a young lady, and she needs a daddy in her life right now. Her father passed. She needs to see a man show some love and respect and kindness to her so she'll get an idea of what love looks like. For now, you throw her out the house. Now her idea of a man is somebody who barks at her, talks in like a drill sergeant, requires that she takes out the trash and puts her out. So now you done put the little sheep out there with the wolves. What you think gonna happen to this little girl on her own who has no real life skills? Because you won't show her what real love looks like.
He probably doesn't know.
You cannot separate a woman and her child. That's not the way it works. You are wrong in every aspect of this thing. Yeah, you can go get therapy like Shirley said. You probably need it.
Mm-hmm.
But your ass really just needs to figure out how to treat a child. And all a female child on top of that.
We got to go, Steve. Email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at My Girl Shirley.
I can't stand men do girls like that. Just a little girl, man.
But, you know, you never know how he grew up. He probably doesn't understand. He doesn't
I don't care
kids,
how he grew up.
So that's why he needs therapy.
He can't treat this girl like this.
Right. He can't.
She can't stay with us no more.
You kind of need an ass whooping. Y'all don't see that?
I do, Tommy. Tommy, I do.
All right, more on the Strawberry Letter when we come back at 41 after the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Here we are with this Strawberry Letter. We decided to hold this one over as well. The subject, my husband has lost his mind. A 47-year-old woman wrote in. She's a wife in her third marriage. She's been married for 5 years to a man who she says treats her like a queen, but treats her 17-year-old daughter like he hates her. This is his first marriage. He has no children. Her daughter is 17. She's getting ready to graduate. She's an honor student. She has all kinds of activities during the week. This man is upset with her because she won't take out the garbage. He calls her lazy. He wants her out of the house when she graduates next month in June. And the wife is just not having it. She doesn't like the way he treats her child, and she wants something done about it. She's upset. The daughter does not want her own apartment, or she doesn't want to leave or go stay on campus because it'll save them money. So it's causing problems in their relationship. And she says because her child comes first, and she just wants to know what should she do in this situation. What do we think? I just think your husband is beyond mean. He's just a cruel man to this young woman. He's just very cruel. I mean, there's harsh, and then there, you know, you can discipline a person. She's a regular teenager who keeps their room messy and who can be lazy at times. He doesn't like her. He doesn't like her being in the home with them. He's possessive of the wife. He's jealous, you know, probably of their relationship, stuff like that. She has suggested, the wife has, that he get some therapy. And she told him that he needs professional help. But
here's the deal.
He hasn't responded.
It's not his child.
Mm-hmm. So he doesn't have that bond.
He has no bond. Mm-hmm. But the mistake he made was asking this woman to marry him. Because a woman who has a child, that's a package. You cannot expect to separate them two.
No.
A woman is not going to forsake her child. They're not going to do it. Not no real mother. No. You can carry that somewhere else. Now, hold on, partner. I love you, but you finna do what to this baby? No. You talking about the one she carried?
For 9 months.
Yeah. The one she gave birth to?
Yeah.
No, you're not going to do no harm to her.
No.
Now, and don't push her, because you're going to find out that if she got to make the choice, she, like every other animal in the wild, is going to protect the baby.
Yeah.
That's her job.
And, I mean, what a great kid, Steve. I mean, she just recently lost her own dad. Seems like he would want to step in and just try to be there for her.
No, he wants her out because this dude is a simple-minded ass that ain't got a damn clue on what giving really means.
Controlling.
And you have to learn what giving is. And we as fathers have to set better examples for our daughters as to what real men look like so they can have a better example of what to pick when they get out there. So many women are damaged today because of the relationship that their father did not have with them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So many women are damaged because of that. And so many women end up looking for love in all the wrong places because they don't know what love really look like.
Fathers are so important. They're
right.
So
and
important.
Now here you are at a very impressionable age of this girl's life, giving her an example of a man and what it looks like. And it's not a good view of manhood that you can talk to her this way, treat her this way, bark at her like a drill sergeant, expect her to take out trash and want to put her out the house because she done graduated from high school. Who puts their daughter out the house because they graduated from high school?
But
hell, I didn't get put out my daddy's house when I graduated from high school.
Right.
And then she's still kind and mannerable to him and respectful to him, even in spite of all of this.
Yeah, he mean. Man.
Yeah, he's just a mean, cruel guy. He just is. Something's wrong. That's why I say he should get some therapy.
What
he really should. Yeah.
But see, I don't know what game he played to get her.
He treats her like a queen, she says.
No.
Dog, you finna have this lady on her fourth marriage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, dog, but the marriage can be saved, you know, because he treats the woman like a queen. But then you got to treat the princess like a princess. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
But dog, it's real simple. However you're treating the wife, you got to treat the daughter like a version of the wife.
Yeah, and the wife's got to speak up. She does now because this is crazy.
Well, she done said something.
Yeah.
She done talked to him about it because it's hurtful to her.
Yeah.
But this dumbass dude won't even go to none of the activities at school.
Yeah.
Your stupid ass.
Yeah.
Sitting up there just being dumb.
Yeah.
That ain't therapy right there, Sean. Yeah.
No support.
I mean, I just think therapy would help him. I just do.
No, I got you, Shirley. Yeah, but I'm really really with Tommy.
Yeah, you're mad. You want to whip his behind.
That's a form of therapy.
That's therapeutic.
Ass whoopers is therapeutic. Yeah. Every time I got mine whooped, I learned exactly what I needed to learn.
You're different, Steve. You would never do this.
I never said nothing else to Johnny Waller again.
You would never do this.
Johnny Waller had me bent over the rail in junior high, choking me over the orchestra pit. I thought I was gone. When they got Johnny Waller off me, I never spoke to Johnny Waller again. Last joke I tell about your ugly.
See there?
And your ugly ass.
Oh, goodness.
Wow. But, I mean, you know, at this point, is he even going to go to a graduation? He never goes to any activities with her mom. I mean, this is so ridiculous. How selfish.
Yeah.
How possessive, how controlling of this guy, you know.
She gonna leave him. Trust me.
She needs to. Yeah.
If he doesn't get any help, he doesn't get any help, she will, and she should. All right, we got to get out of here. You can send your comments to steveharveyfm.com. Now, coming up at the top of the hour, royal rules, Meghan Markle will have to follow as a duchess-to-be, and we'll find out what did Steve and the crew have to give up when they got married. Right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Meghan Markle, soon to be Princess Meghan Markle, wants to walk down the aisle alone. She wanted to. You know, and at first when her dad was saying he wasn't going to do it, first he said he was, then he said he wasn't this coming weekend. According to TMZ, Thomas Markle said he wasn't going to attend the wedding because he felt shame that he made a deal with a paparazzi agency that photographed him in stage shots. Markle also checked into a hospital claiming he suffered a setback after a heart attack last week. Now it's up to Prince Harry to play Meghan's advocate and convince Queen Elizabeth that they're about to break yet another royal tradition. Also, once Meghan officially becomes a duchess, she'll be expected to follow all kinds of rules for the royal family, like the following. Now listen to these, Steve. No more shellfish, okay? Members of the royal family are advised against eating lobster, oyster, shrimp, and other shellfish because
all
of the high
money,
chance.
I don't give a damn. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, really?
Because they could get food poisoning.
Okay. Hey, shellfish, let's go. Yeah,
you would stop eating lobster, Steve? You would?
Hell yeah. You know how much money she's getting over there? She the duchess.
All right.
I don't give a damn about no damn lobster. Go ahead. What else?
Okay, this one was almost the craziest one to me. They can't They can't play Monopoly anymore. The game,
cool.
The board
game.
Ain't
no problem. Yep, cool. Get that up in a minute. I don't like it no damn way. Take too damn long.
It takes a long time. That's right, but that's not why they can't play.
I be sliding extra houses on my property when ain't nobody there. Oh, hell yeah. You come over to my house.
We got to play there.
I got a hotel on everything.
We got to play.
You look at it. Ain't bought nothing.
Be the bank.
Boardwalk.
Yeah.
I ain't never broke if you the bank.
All right. They don't like to play it, not because it's too long, Steve, but because it gets too vicious. What? It's not
ain't
like
no problem. I don't like Monopoly. No. I'm going to be the damn duchess. Go ahead. What else I got?
What else is on the list?
They only have to wear demure clothing, dresses below the knee, no cleavage for the royals, okay?
Ooh.
And there's a rule about
be
a
struggle.
Yeah, but at the house, though.
Ooh, soon as you come in from Dutching, can you put this on?
And from they always Dutchin. Have to wear, I didn't know this, they always have to wear some sort of hosiery, stockings, pantyhose, they always have to wear that.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's going to have a hard one with that one.
Yeah, and she's already broken it, I think, a couple of times.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, she has.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, this is a hard one.
Yeah, because we ain't been in pantyhose in a while.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Oh, you still wear pantyhose?
Yeah, some people do. Yes. Yeah. Okay, how about this one, Steve? No public displays of affection.
I'm cool with that. How much she getting? Got to kiss me.
About 40
That's why the crowd gets so happy and excited when you see them kiss, you know, like after a wedding, you know, and everything, when they kiss publicly.
Because you won't see it no damn more.
That's right. You don't see royals holding hands. You do not see them kissing. No public display. No PDA.
They can't hold hands.
No.
Break all that.
Nope.
Well, hell, Melania done told that to Trump how many times?
They ain't even royal.
Yeah, she the first lady.
She damn slapped that hand. That's a she.
100 times.
All right, the royals must always pack a spare black outfit when traveling. Just in case there's a death of a prominent figure or a world leader, the royal family has to be prepared to dress appropriately.
Yeah, I got black suit. I would care that all the time.
Yeah, so they don't pack their own luggage anyway. They have all those ladies
in waiting. It better be
one
in here.
Exactly.
Sydney died. Where's the damn suit?
Exactly. And now, Megan.
Do they have bathers, Shirley? Like they had in the Coming to America?
Royal bathers?
If they wanted it.
Shirley, go ahead. Shirley, just go ahead.
Don't get mad, Steve. Megan must always walk behind her brother and sister-in-law, Prince William and Duchess Catherine, because, you know, for public occasions, the royal family walks in order of who's next in line to the throne. So that makes it easy. Yeah, that makes
it
easy.
I want you to walk behind me. That's what I want.
So Will and Kate walk behind.
The only one I have behind you if we line up by height.
Shortest in the front.
Yeah. Then I go on back there, because if I get in front of you, they ain't going to know your ass back there.
It's a lot of people between you and Tommy.
You show Steve and Tommy related. Who's all these people? Steve way back there. Tommy right in the front.
By the time you get up there, they saw Tommy an hour ago.
Why is Tommy in front of all them girls?
By the time you pass, they just saw Tommy an hour ago.
Yeah. Speaking of that.
Steve, I know you tired. We saw Tommy.
Speaking of that, Carl, I had to ask you something. Steve, you made me think of something when you said, why is Tommy in front of all the girls? You sent us a video of your beautiful daughter, Tasha, in one of her competitions last weekend. Uh-huh. She's really getting tall.
Tasha's very tall.
Okay, so my daughter, Steve's kids, they're all taller than Tommy. Tasha's the youngest.
Every last one of them.
She's the baby. She's 10. Yeah. Is she taller than Tommy now?
I believe so.
Go ahead and make it official.
I know that's right. Yeah.
All the kids, including his.
Yeah.
Including his.
Passing them.
Wow, and Tasha's 10. Okay.
Man, she's 10. She's so tall. She's about the tallest girl in fourth grade.
Wow. That's how Sheridan was, yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
But you know, Tommy's little pretty girl, Sydney, she's in cheering too.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, she is.
And cheering, they in cheering, so y'all ain't got nothing to worry about.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, Tommy go to all the meets now.
Yeah, he goes to all the competitions.
And so, you know, all like your kids ain't going to fall because Tommy could stand in as a spotter.
I thought that too.
Did you, Junior?
Tommy run up there getting some black and white shoes and a little scoop and get a little skirt, put a little weave in his head. Mm-hmm. And Tommy can be a spotter.
He can help.
Who little girl with the big ass spotting the kids?
Hey, Tommy,
little muscular ass legs on this little girl.
Tommy,
I'm not doing this.
When Sydney practices her tosses, she throw you.
All right, let me get back to this.
Being up that high?
The last rule for the royals is no social media, no selfies, no social media, and no more acting or side projects. Okay, none of that.
What does she get to do?
Nothing. Be the Duchess and Princess.
Yeah, she's a royal now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I can't wait for the wedding Saturday.
I know, it's Saturday, yeah. We'll be back with more of this crazy show right after this.
You're listening to to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, talk about a good neighbor. A little boy's concern for his sick elderly neighbor is going viral after the woman's granddaughter shared a photo of their relationship on Facebook. This picture is getting a lot of attention because it serves as a reminder that little actions can make a huge, huge difference. Miss Darian Middleton said her grandmother had been fighting lung and breast cancer. Middleton says she wants her grandmother to move in with her, but her grandmother refuses. She's not ready to lose her home and her independence. So grandma's seven-year-old neighbor, Caleb, comes to visit the grandmother up to five times a day to check on her. He wants to make sure she wakes up from all her naps. The granddaughter shared the picture of the best friends with her followers to shed some light in this dark world we live in. It has been shared an additional 143,000 times and received more than 47,000 reactions from Facebook users. Share with us your random acts of kindness. I love that. So you can do the same thing if you've done something kind for a neighbor or a friend or just anyone. You know, let us know on SteveHarveyFM.com.
It's so cute.
It's really adorable.
Boys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You do kind things all the time, though, Steve. You do the mentoring program. I mean, we're just surrounded by giving people.
Yeah. Oh.
What?
Here we go.
Did we throw you?
Come on. Go. Do it.
I caught myself.
What were you going to say?
No, I was not going to say anything. Thank you, Carl.
For saying that he was nice and everything. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
He's gonna leave it right there.
Yeah, he don't want to say it, sure.
Yeah, I can't fix this joke in my head to get it right.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I did. We mentioned it earlier, but we didn't do a follow up. First Lady Melania Trump will likely remain in the hospital for the rest of the week, following a medical procedure that she had. A medical procedure. The First Lady underwent an operation for what they're calling a benign kidney condition, and that's really all the information we have on it. Mr. Trump, Donald Trump, tweeted, "A successful procedure. She is in good spirits. Thank you to all of the well wishers." So there you go.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
All right. Get well soon,
yeah.
First Lady.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. I hope she does get well. She's all right, man.
You want her to get well soon.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's interesting that she went through everything before we even knew she had a condition, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They're pretty secretive, I guess, over there, or pretty private, I'll put it like that, you know? Usually, we're so used to knowing everything.
Yeah.
If they get a mole or, you know, if they have to
get in there.
Yeah, if they, everything, or, you know, in a couple of weeks, they'll be going in for surgery or whatever, but we knew nothing until she came out, so... That's the difference, I think, with this White House than with previous administrations. All right, you guys know who pro wrestler John Cena is. You know him.
Yeah.
He's also an actor. You know, he just broke up with his girlfriend. They were set to get married. They just broke up. Well, he's making a play for reconciliation. Her name is Nikki Bella. All right, she's one of the Total Bellas. You know, they have that reality
Divas
show.
Yeah, I had them all on my toes.
Yeah, you did, Steve.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, Nikki dumped John Cena only 3 weeks before they were supposed to get married, but he appeared on the Today Show, and he was pretty hurt about it. He said he's been depressed ever since. He says he loves her, he wants to be with her, and he wants to be the dad of their children. That's kind of why they broke up, because she wanted children and he didn't, and his career is starting to really soar, so maybe they'll get back together. Let's hope so. All right, we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
In entertainment news, Kevin Hart is in talks to star in a remake of Uptown Saturday Night, guys. The film is being produced by Will Smith. The original is a 1974 American action comedy crime film directed by and starring Sidney Poitier, Richard Pryor, Calvin Lockhart, Harry Belafonte, and Bill Cosby. The film followed two friends as they barely navigate the criminal underworld in order to retrieve a winning lottery ticket stolen during a robbery. We also hear that Blackish creator Kenya Barris is writing the most recent draft of the script. So there you go, guys.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm Harry Belafonte part. That's who I am.
That's who you playing,
Tommy? I'm Harry Belafonte's part. That's Geechee Dan. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. How you get to be that part though, Tommy? Because you think you
that, because I chose it. Boy, pick your part. What is wrong with you? Pick your part. Uncle Steve Flip Wilson. He the preacher at the church. That's classy. Trust me.
Oh man.
Okay. 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 Who else you got?
Okay. Okay, so we got Will and Kevin playing the leads.
Okay.
Somebody got to be Calvin Lockhart. That's a cold part.
Right, he now. Was handsome man.
Ooh, that's a cold part. Yeah.
Let me he was fine. Wasn't he, Shirley? Uh-huh.
Idris Elba is Calvin Lockhart.
Now, they going to redo Uptown?
Uh-huh. Yeah. This is a good one, man. This is good.
Silky Slim is Calvin Lockhart's character.
We got to put Amari Hardwick in there somewhere. He's a great actor, too.
Yeah.
This ain't about great actors, Shirley.
No, well, what's the fine part, Calvin Lockhart, was fine.
Yeah, we're okay. Trying to do that.
Well, you all do want women
Tommy
to go see
why is Tommy talking about
it?
Being him then?
That's what I say.
No, he wants to be Geechee
Dan. I didn't say I was
going to
be him. I said I was going I said I was going to be Geechee Dan.
He was short-tempered. He had a short temper, Geechee Dan. The gangster.
He had a short temper.
See right there.
Oh, that's why. Oh, I see that. Thank you, caller. I sure appreciate you, baby.
I knew it.
He called.
He had a. I knew it had something to do with being shout. Tommy, that's you. Get your shout ass dad.
Stubborn. He was, don't you remember? I'm sorry, Tommy.
As soon as you said, I was like, oh, here we go.
Okay. So, I hate to ask this question.
Go.
Maybe Amari Hardwick could be Lil Seymour. Remember Lil Seymour?
Lil Seymour. I remember.
You
know,
I remember Lil Seymour. Who you trying to? Why don't you be Lil Seymour?
I don't want to
be. He wants to be.
I heard about asking you what you want to be.
It's right there.
But Lil Seymour, you right there with that big ass black dude that was with it. I tell you what,
yeah,
Tommy.
Yeah.
I'll stand next to you and be the big black dude.
That's why I say that.
That would be so great, though, to see this movie on film again. Yeah. It's such a classic. So
and
many
if they
superstars.
Do all of them, it's going to really run. So if they do Uptown Saturday Night, if they do a piece of the action,
and let us do it again. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's going to be big.
Classic.
I love it. I want to see Steve in there, the OG, and Sid, too. Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
But Mike Epps has to be Sharp Eye Washington.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Richard Pryor's character. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I see that.
Yes, sir.
I see that. Yeah.
Okay, well, you've pretty much casted the movie.
I think I've casted it. Somebody call me, please. I think I put this
casting
together.
Director.
All right, Steve, coming up, our last break of the day, closing remarks, okay? Get ready, people.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, here we are, last break of the day. It's been a crazy day, as usual, the kind we like, right?
Absolutely.
And here's our fearless leader to take us home with closing remarks.
Well, today, I just want to pose a question. Excuse me. Today, I just want to pose a question because I try to find different ways to motivate people as I ask God to help me find new ways. Today, I just decided to try this. I just want to ask you a series of questions because I'm just trying to get everybody to get to moving towards their dreams. I'm just trying to get everybody to get started on the pathway of accomplishing your visions and your goals and your dreams. It's going to take some action, though. You know, you can't just want something. Have you ever heard people say, if you want something bad enough, it'll happen? That's not true. That's so not true. Do you know how many times you've actually wanted something really bad and didn't get it? I don't know who said that. Why they tell people that if you want something bad enough, it'll really happen. It can happen. No, it won't. It requires an action. Faith without works is dead. If you don't do anything, you can't stop expecting to get everything. If you don't do anything, you can stop expecting to get everything. Now, God is going to give all of us some grace. In spite of our shortcomings and lack of effort, He will give all of us some grace, and we'll all get some things that we really don't deserve. You know, He just provides us breaks. But in those breaks, He's trying to sustain you just to get you to say, wow, man, if I had just done a little bit more, what could I have had? Or if I had done a little bit more, what could have happened? So my question today
for you is just, I'm asking you a series of very, very simple questions, maybe four or five. You're waiting for what? Tell me, what is it you're waiting for? Because oftentimes when I talk to people, I get some responses that just throw me off, you know, because you're waiting for what? What is it going to take to get you started? What is the motivation? What is the button? What is the trigger that fires you to get going, to moving towards your dreams and visions? You're waiting for what? I don't understand. Are you perfectly comfortable where you are right now? Have you decided and settled in that this is it for me? Have you gotten tired of waking up and asking the question, wow, it's got to be more to my life than this? Have you just gotten tired of that and you don't want to deal with it no more? So you just decided what? That you're just going to lock in, like, where I am is cool? You all right with that? Let me ask you another question. Have all the ducks ever lined up in a row? Because if that's what you're waiting for, let me just ask you. Has it ever been set that, wow, I see how exactly, step by step, I'm going to get there. Everything is perfect. I'm going to start now. If you're waiting on the perfect time to start, you may never start, because there is no such a thing as the perfect time. The perfect time is now. That's the perfect time. If you're waiting on something else to happen, it probably ain't going to happen. Because you got to figure like this. Suppose it don't happen. What you going to do then? So you just got to come to that conclusion. Suppose it don't happen. What you going to do then? Suppose you don't get the degree. What you going to do then? You going to fail? Suppose you don't get that job that you got your eyes on. So you don't get that job. So now what? You unemployed the rest of your life? Because you didn't meet that deadline, you can't make another one? You waiting for what? What's it going to take to get you started? Have your ducks ever all lined up in a row? The answer is no. The perfect time to start is now. Let me ask you this question. Does it appear to be getting any closer, even though you're not moving towards it? Uh-oh. Does it appear to be getting any closer, even though you're not moving towards it? The answer is no. It's not getting closer because you're not walking towards anything. If you don't walk towards something, please stop expecting it to get closer. It will not happen. Success is not a magic trick. It's a series of steps that people take over and over and over and over. And in spite of what happens, they take those steps anyway. Does it appear to be getting closer, even though you're not moving towards it? It's probably not. But could that be why you're not getting what you want? Because you ain't moving towards nothing. Last question. Could it be that you just don't want anything more? Maybe that's it. Maybe you don't quit wanting a new car. Maybe you don't quit wanting a bigger house. Maybe you don't quit wanting that second home. Maybe you quit wanting to open up a business. Is it that you just don't want any more? Just answer them these questions. Now, let me tell all of y'all something. Put God in your life and it can change all of this. You can go to God and ask God to strengthen you. You can go to God right now and ask God to give you the desires of your heart, but enable you with the character to make them come true. Ask God to strengthen your character. Ask him to strengthen your will. Ask him to strengthen your stick-to-itiveness. Ask God for his help. Because God is going to make your dream come true business. Those are my closing remarks today.
Drop it, baby. Drop it. Those are good.
Outstanding.
Yes.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarvey.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.